Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Finally, I'm back on the show. It's been a hiatus since the holidays. I apologize. But my show is always on the eve of Christmas or the eve of New Year's. And I mean, really, guys, when am I going to be able to talk to you? Because you guys are all partying and being with family and being grateful. So we paused the cause for a little bit. We had some technical difficulties this week. And that's why we're doing the show tonight. the studio likes to be finicky sometimes. So we're doing the show tonight. And tonight what I'm going to talk about is letting it go. Okay, because I know when we all have things that we're doing, our friends or people or whatever, you know, it's hard for us to apply the principles of loving everybody and yet being able to let things go. Do you know what I mean? So tonight I'm just going to focus on talking a little bit about that and just trying to have everyone help find their peace of mind and the place where they need to be. So, all right. So let's see. How am I going to start this? So everybody, you know, we've talked about this on several shows before that I've done where, you know, I've talked about the act of letting your mind be at peace, right? And when I say mind at peace, you know, you walk around your day with no thoughts in your mind. And it's a really difficult practice to do just because, you know, we always have an opinion or a comment or a gesture about pretty much everything that we see or hear or, you know, deal with, you know. But that dialogue that we have where we're sitting there saying, oh, God, you know, why does this person always bother me? I mean, at work, it's always this or it's always that or, oh, my God, did you see that girl's shoes? Or what is that lady wearing or that dude? I'm like, or, you know, of course, you could be like me and be like, oh, my God, look at that dude. He's really hot. You know, whatever it is that we talk in our mind about, those are the things that we should shut off, you know, because nine times out of ten, not all the time, but most of the time, the things that we're thinking about in our mind is negative. It's a judgment. It's something that is more ego-driven than it is higher self, right? So why entertain those thoughts if we're working on trying to be more closer to our higher self and to be a better person in general, right? So, you know, I've challenged you all before to try to see exactly whether you have an excessively talkative mind and you're constantly thinking about things or mulling over things to the point where it really, really ruins your day because you sit there and be like, God, my day is so awful. Why? Because you're harping on things. You're thinking about things. You're constantly reliving or rehashing arguments of stuff. So quiet your mind. Quiet your mind. Just don't think about anything. And try when you're walking around, when you start thinking about something, just be like, nope, I'm not thinking, and just be quiet. And you'll find that when you're walking around with your mind at peace, where you just don't think about something, that your whole body is kind of feeling more grounded. And it's a little easier for you to maintain that level of balance, okay? Because, you know, we want to be balanced. We don't want to have every day be stressful or upsetting or whatever, you know. We want to be blissful. We want to be happy. We want to be centered. We want to be balanced. You know, and I talked to Tria a lot about things that go on in my life, and she asked me, well, how come your energy is just so clean, you know, normal, like, you just don't have baggage. And I'm like, well, because I don't bring it. I don't carry it. I don't keep it. And so that's why we decided to start have this show because, you know, I wanted to help you guys to understand how to not bring the baggage, how to not have the energy, and how to let the things go. So, you know, I've gone through some challenges, you know, over the past 2015, which I'm grateful that it's 2016, a new fresh slate. And when I get really bad challenges or things that occur, you know, in my life that are less than pleasant, whether it's a confrontation with a coworker or, you know, coworker drama, which I just cannot stand, or even just personal stuff with your family, your sisters, brothers, your boyfriend, you know, the one thing I really try hard not to do is to constantly rehash and rethink what had happened in my head over and over again. Okay, because I really firmly believe that every scenario that happens in real life happens for a purpose. Because, I've done those shows on past lives and soul agreements. And I'm a really firm believer, and I very, 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 very much, I very much believe in soul agreements. And I believe that everything that's placed in our past is placed in our past for a reason and a purpose. And these people, that we have conflicts with or good things with, are there for a reason to teach us something, whether it's something positive or it's something that maybe we need to change within ourselves, our viewpoint, our behavior, in order to obtain our right path in this lifetime. Okay, so I had a little drama at my work, and there's this guy who I was really good friends with, whatever, whatever. Long story short, he made my life pure hell at work after having friends for like 2 years. And he made a lot of trouble for me, a lot, which forced me to leave my job and find another job, right? So, of course, me being me, growing up from New Jersey, and I grew, hung out in Jersey City with a bunch of, inner city kids. So, of course, the first thing I want to do is what? Get revenge. I want to get revenge. I want to make his life as hell as he's made mine. And I'm just like, well, is that really what I want to do? I'm like, no, that's my ego. My ego wants me to do that because, hey, why not, fire with fire, an eye for an eye. But that's not the purpose of why he was in my life. And I realized that. I was like, he's not here for me to sit there and seek revenge back because that's not what it's supposed to be about. So I firmly believe that, and I talked myself out of doing all these nasty things that I really wanted to do to make his life hell. And I just really just accepted. I accepted that the scenario happened because, no joke, 3 years earlier, Tori and I had conversations about my job, and she told me that I need to really get a new one, that it's really time to move, it's time to get out, it's time to really, find something new. And I was like, yeah, Tori, I get it, but I don't know where. I'm like, okay, but I'll look. But I never really looked avidly because I was afraid, and I became very complacent at my job. It was comfortable. I knew what I was doing. It was good. And then this happened. And I wanted to tell her, and I think I did. The tree, you were so right. I think I stayed at this job way too long, and that's why this happened, because I needed to move. I needed to leave the job. I needed to get something else to get me to in my next step on my path for my soul's plan. And so lo and behold, I get this job, I leave it, and it's a great job. I have a great job right now. It's fabulous. And I did, don't get me wrong, I did have a lot of built up anger because of it, because of what had happened, because he really made me feel like shit. Do you know what I mean? He really made me feel like I was a worthless person. That, I was lots of things, lots of negatives in my mind, and I really was angry at him for being the way he was with me. But, through, of course, a little process of talking to Tariq, I still talk to her a lot, I was able to sit there and say, you know what, you served your purpose. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing what you did. And I'm ready to release the pain and anger, and I did. I said exactly just that, and I released it. And now, when I think about him periodically, my stomach turns ever so slightly, but I just accept it and then let it go. Okay? And letting go allows room for good, for goodness, for happiness, for good stuff that we want in our life. You're not meant to be in this planet to have a miserable time. That's not what we're supposed to do here, Now, whether our soul's plan is to have an excessive amount of challenges or maybe minimum, that's different. But you shouldn't look at everything that you face that may not be what you want to be something negative, because it's not negative, it's a challenge. And challenges have lessons, and lessons are what we're here to learn. Okay? So that's one example. Another example, that about letting go, is when you have, let's say, family problems. I have an older sister who I do love, but she doesn't like me. I don't know. She has, I think, there's a karma thing from her past life that she's drugged into this one, I think, or something, but she is just has made my life pure hell since I was born, practically. And even though I'm in my 40s and she's in her 40s, you would think that grown people could be, like, grown and, you know, adult as they should be. But she holds a lot of grudges on me since I was little, you know. And I had to, where it hurt me, because family to me means the world, you know. I had to let go of my sadness, my anger, my disappointment with her, because I realized that this is part of her lesson and not mine. And I know with all my being and all my heart that I am a good person. So whether she thinks about me negatively, it shouldn't impact me, because I know who I am. I know what I provide to people as a person, and I'm a good person. You know, I love deeply, I'm compassionate, and I'm empathetic when need be, you know, and I'm there. So her viewpoint of me, I know, is not seen through the correct lens that she was given when she was born. So I'm like, okay. So it's going on, I think this is the fifth or sixth year that I haven't seen my sister in our usual capacity. And it's hurtful, but I let it go, okay? Because if I held on and harbored the negativity that surrounds that relationship, it's going to weigh me down. And so when you hold negativity in you, you attract more negative. And who wants to attract more negative? I sure don't. So I let it go. You know what I mean? And I let the whole issue go. I put it in the hands of God or the angels or the ascended masters, however, whoever, the divine, the great I am, however you may pray to. And I leave it in their hands, because I understand that there's a reason and purpose for everything. You know, and that's what and it all falls back, that understanding that all the good, all the bad that you experience in your lifetime are there for a reason and a purpose, okay? And when you realize that, things just become more clear, and you try to figure out, well, what is this reason and purpose? What is the reason I'm having this good stuff or this bad stuff or whatever the case may be? You know, and once you see that there are reasons, you could understand it and then let it go. There's no sense in bottling yourself up with an excessive amount of negative energy, negative anything, you know, whether it's driving down the street and getting road rage and yelling at this person, and then just all the rest of your ride to work, you're like, God, these people freaking suck. I hate people. I blah, blah, blah. And you go on and on for like minutes at a time. No, 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 no. You could get rage. I get road rage. I know Tree gets road rage. She sure does. I've driven around in South Florida, and they definitely have some really special drivers out there. So anyway, Virginia, because I live in Virginia near D.C., and we have some really extra special drivers. I'm talking like super extra special. So yes, I do have road rage, and I yell, and I'm just like, what are you doing? You know, and of course, expletives just pour out of my mouth. I have the worst potty mouth when I'm in the car by myself. But get angry, get mad, spew the word, but then stop and then let it go. Don't harbor on it. Don't let it fester. There's no need to let anything fester. You know, express yourself, be done, and carry on. Okay? And it's the same with relationships. When you're angry at someone, express yourself in a nice manner. And I say nice in a way like you're not going to be demeaning to people. But I think when you're angry with a spouse or angry with a loved one or angry with a friend, coworker, well, not so much coworker because that's a different tightrope we got to walk. But friends, I think communication is vital in a relationship, whether it's friendship or intimate. And I think the approach on how you approach people when you do have an issue and you need to express yourself should be done in a sense of love, okay? Because you want to express your anger or disdain for something that they're doing or you know, something that disappointed you, but you want to do it because you want them to know that they hurt you, and that you still love them in return, though. So you got to approach it in a nice way. But when you do, don't let it fester for days on end. Don't bring it up every 5 minutes when you get in an argument. Say your piece respectfully, you know, so that there's good dialogue between you and your spouse, your friend, or your family, whatever. And then just let it go. You express yourself. You did it. They understand. There's no need to constantly harbor on something, especially when you're in a relationship. And you're like bickering about, I don't know, let's say, you sent your boyfriend out or husband out to go get food for a special night that you were planning in your head that you wanted to do for him, and then he let you down by
not getting what you needed, and it ruined all your plans. And so you got in a big old argument because you guys, you know, you wanted it special. He didn't know that. And you really feel that he should have known that when I ask you to do something, you need to do it and do it right because I was trying to do something nice for you, you know, like that kind of, okay, scenario. Now, 2 or 3 days later, when something comes up, you know, and something similar happens, you're not going to sit there and say, well, you remember 2 days ago, you did blah, 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 and you let me down again. This is like the 18th time, blah, 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 you know, and this is after the first initial time you guys discussed it, and he said he was sorry. He didn't realize, you know, and maybe perhaps if you're planning something different, you know, or something special, you just let him know. Sometimes men need a little trouble, a little help, you know, realizing the things that women are who are emotional people like to do. And so once you have your argument, once you discuss things, once you've, you know, paved the way and things are good, don't bring it up again. What's the sense? What's the purpose? You know, what that right there, bringing something up again after you argued over it and made amends and made peace with it, when you bring it up again, that's just your ego wanting to zing his ego for being a turd. And we don't do that, right? We are light workers. We are higher beings. We're people who love people, and we're trying to do the best for ourselves because we realize that we're not just humans. We're higher than that. We don't need to do the zingers, the little jib-jabs, the ego things, because we know the ego lives in the negative. So we don't want to do the negative, right? So that's another reason why we want to let it go, because we want to have our relationships built on respect, understanding, and compassion. Correct. So there's people who, let's see, people who have friends who are really nice, you know, you're really good friends with them, but it just seems like it's an unhealthy relationship, you know, but you want to be friendly because you love, you know, the person genuinely as a friend or as a you know, family member or whatever, but they're just good at, like, the distance, you know what I mean, because you just know that when they're closer, it feels like they're almost like taking your good energy from you. And you feel yucky when you are too close, but you like them from afar. You can let the relationship go and not be so close to you because you know what's right for yourself and for that person, but you can still love and send love and vibrations to them from afar. And that's also good. And that's also fine because there's people I love a lot who I think are great people, but they're better at a distance than they are close. And that's okay. That's really okay, because sometimes surrounding ourselves too closely with too many people is a breeding ground for drama or problems, because they might be taking a lot of your good energy, or they might be, you know, not at the same place as you are spiritually, and therefore it makes it complicated to just go about your normal daily life. And that's fine. And it's totally normal. And you can still love from afar. You know what I mean? But the overall thing is to let it go. So if you're letting go of a toxic relationship or a toxic friendship that just doesn't serve its purpose as a close, very, you know, in your back pocket type relationship, it's okay to let it go because it's healthy. It's going to be healthier, you know, for you to have this relationship at afar. So another example of that would be, like, some people say, well, you know, my relationship with my mother is a whole lot better when I was in college than it was when I was in high school. Because in high school, you were under her foot all the time in her house and stuff, and now you're farther away. So your relationships are better because that distance has established a respect boundary between the two. And that's how come your relationship with your mother got better when you were away. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. I heard that. You know, and that's why, you know, in relationships too, and I think this is really important, and when I think about it, a relationship should be where you guys spend as much time as you can with each other, because you want to, I mean, but it's also very healthy to have your own time. You know, you need to have you time, he needs to have he time, and then you join in the middle and share in your spoils. You know, you enjoy each other, and that, I think, is important to have your own personal space, you know, so that's a whole nother show in hand, But the letting go is, I think, very vital to everybody in order to keep and maintain that balance of peace within your mind, your heart, and your spirit. You know, so practice, as I say again, practice having a clear mind, and try not to have so much thoughts going on. As you can hear, my dove is going crazy. He's like, I like this topic. Try to see if you're thinking negatively all the time. If you're constantly, you know, just rehashing things, you know, if somebody pissed you off, are you thinking about it all day, all night? And how does that make you feel? Like, how does it feel after you sit there and mull stuff over for a whole day? Does it make you feel good? Do you feel upset? Are you feeling like you're just feeling let down? Are you starting to pick on your own self? Like, I'm a worthless person. I'm awful. This probably is happening because I'm just such a crappy person. Like, and we start belittling ourselves after a while. And just see, if you're really doing this all the time, how are you really feeling? Is it really a good thing for you to sit there and mull over things and rehash things and just fester? No, it's not. And if there's nothing you could do about it, and I say that in in another example, nothing to do about it, but you want to talk about it. Let's talk about this, politics, okay? Here's a good example, my dad. My dad is in his late 70s, and he is clearly not pleased with what's going on in this country. Now, my dad, I don't think in my whole entire lifetime have I ever seen him, like, excessively political, except within the past, like, 10 years. And now it just, like, he sits there and he festers. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. He just sits there and festers. He argues. He's like, oh, did you hear this? You know, blah, 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 blah. And he just goes on. And he really, like, literally gets his blood boiling. And I look at him. I said, Dad, what can you do about this? He's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, well, there's two things you could do, Dad. You could vote for your Congress, for the, you know, next president, or you could write to your congressman. I said, and that's it. I said, so festering over it, getting your blood all up in a big old crazy bubbly way is doing you absolutely zero good. So let it go. I was like, Dad, just let it go. Stop watching the news. Stop watching the news, Dad. Because the news has nothing but negative stuff anyway. Or, you know, maybe a spattering of Kardashians, which is just a bunch of idiots anyway. My opinion, of course. So don't watch the news, Dad. If it's going to cause you that much upset, you know, feelings and getting all upset and betwixt, don't watch it. And I am proud to say that I'm going on almost 3 years of not watching the news. Anything important, vital, I'll see it on my news feed and on Facebook, or I'll hear about it at work. That's it. And you know what? I'm happier about it because I don't have to fester, think, or have any negative thoughts about what's going on, about what people are saying, or how the news is portrayed. I just let it go. I watch Animal Planet and Hallmark Channel. Yes, I watched Hallmark Channel the entire Christmas season, starting November 7th. But you know what? Those were all feel-good stories that ended happy. Everyone either got their man, came home, had a great Christmas. Life was good. So I went to bed on a happy note because I didn't get to see the negative. So you got to think and ask yourself, do I want to live in the negative or I want to live in the positive? If you want to live in the positive, then you need to let go of the things that bother you, things that fester, things that annoy you. You have to determine between your thoughts whether they're your higher self or whether it's your ego. If you determined it's your ego, then you need to chill out with your ego and tell your ego to take a chill pill, step to the side, because you don't want him or her to be a part of your life as heavily as your ego would like it to be. Because the egos are nothing but negative. They're the ones that say that you look fat. They're the ones that say, the ego is the one that says that you don't look pretty, that you're not good enough, that your life is crappy. Okay, that's the ego. You know, and the ego is the one that forces us to go seek out something that's going to make us happy. And then most of the time when you're out there seeking something to make you happy because your ego is being a jerk, you find the wrong things. And then you're led down the path of destruction. And I say destruction being mentally, spiritually, emotionally, sometimes financially, okay? You have to understand what it is that's driving you to seek out things if it's ego-driven. And so I really implore everyone to really try just to discern between the ego and your higher self and your thoughts, and let the things that don't serve a purpose to you go. you go through some diddly poo poo yuck yuck kind of day and things bother you, think about it, try to figure out what maybe the purpose was or the lesson we learned. If we can't, that's okay. Just, you know what, let it go. And when you meditate at night or you pray at night, just say, you know, angels, spirits, guardian angels, whatever the case, God, be like, can you show me what I needed to learn today in this scenario that I had? And then be like, you know what, I'm leaving in your hands to help me. And then have the faith and trust that they'll respond to you so you get a better understanding, and let it go. Okay? There's so many, like, studies showing that festering and harboring negative energies and feelings and emotions does affect your health. So, you know, hey, I don't want to have my health, you know, compromised because of negativity. So I refuse. I refuse to allow negativity to take a hold in my life. And because I've done that, I've been able to heal myself from limes. I've been able to understand what my purpose is in this life, and I don't harbor negative feelings. And I think that if you all try to practice that, you as well will start walking your day in peace and quiet and serenity. And then when you're walking in quiet and peace, that opens the doors for the angels and your higher self and your guardian angels, and they send masters, whoever else, to communicate with you. And that's when you're going to start having those aha moments, the light bulbs, the communication that we've all, as light workers going through this process, really want to have happen. You want to have that communication. But if your mind is muddled with negativity and ego-driven thoughts, there's no room for them to come and communicate. It's like communicating through pea soup of fog in your brain. So if you're striving to have that relationship where you communicate, where you can hear, you know, and discuss and be clairvoyant or claircognizant and all the other clairs, then you need to clear the brain. And the one way to do it is to let go of the negative and allow the positive to come in, okay? So let's work on not thinking while we're walking and doing our daily life. Just observe. You can be observant without thinking. You don't have to comment on everything you see. You just see, you know, and just try to see how much of your thoughts are negative and what's a positive. And then start letting things that bother you go. Try to know that there's a reason and purpose. And once you figure it out, or even if you don't, just let it go. It doesn't serve a purpose to fester. So you let it go. And then you'll find that, you know, things are just easier to handle. When complicated situations arise, you take care of it, you handle it, and you let it go. And then your life will be a whole lot easier. So that's going to be the end of this show. I do want to put a little plug that I am going to teach a class on understanding Islam, so that, and what we can do as light workers with the fight on jihad that's going on right now in this world. So once I get the details ironed out with Tari and stuff, she's going to post some of the, you know, the plugs for the class so you guys can get excited. It's going to be very interesting because a lot of it's going to be coming from my academic exploits when I was studying for my master's. And I'll just give you another view for you to know and understand, because clearly the media has no idea. They don't have any idea of how to do things right. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So look forward to that. And I will talk to you all next week. Have a great evening. And I look forward to a wonderful 2016 with you guys. Okay? I'll talk to you later. Bye.